creating a company is almost like having a child. So it's sort of like, how do you say your child should not have food?
So once you have the company, you have to feed it and nurse it, yeah. Even if it ruins you?
Yeah.
I think when I was, I don't know, 5 or 6 or something, I thought I was insane. It was just strange. Because it was clear that other people did not. Their mind wasn't exploding with ideas. It was like, I'm strange. I don't think you'd necessarily want to be me. It's very hard to turn it off. It's like a never-ending explosion. All the time.
You've said that this has been the toughest year for you, the most sort of taxing year for you. Like, why? 22 hours a day? Or like, how many hours?
I was working, so 7 days a week, sleeping in the factory. I worked in the paint shop, general assembly, body shop.
Do you ever worry about yourself imploding? Like, it's just too much?
Absolutely. No one should put this many hours into work. This is not good. And people should not work this hard. They should not do this. It's very painful.
Painful in what sense?
It hurts my brain and my heart. It hurts. This is not recommended for anyone. I just did it because if I didn't do it, then good chance Tesla would die. I mean, Tesla really faced a severe threat of death due to the Model 3 production ramp. Essentially, the company was bleeding money like crazy, and just if we didn't solve these problems in a very short period of time, we would die. And it was extremely difficult to solve them.
How close to death did you come?
Within single-digit weeks.
I mean, when we started Tesla, I thought maybe our chance of success was 10%. Well, I mean, I can tell you my original plan was, I thought, okay, I had like $180 million from my portion of the sale of PayPal. And I thought, you know, if I invest half of that in creating these companies, then I still have the other half to be fine.
Yeah.
But of course, that's not how it worked out. We used up all invested $100 million, then still needed more money. And then there was the big recession of 2008 and 9. And in the end, I had to invest everything. And I was borrowing money from friends to pay the rent.
You were on the edge of actually
I didn't even own a house. I didn't think it would be easy. Like I said, I thought they would probably fail. But you know, like, creating a company is almost like having a child. So it's sort of like, how do you say your child should not have food?
So once you have the company, you have to feed it and nurse it, and take care of it, even if it ruins you.
Yeah.
But I suppose there were some tough times in 2008, end of 2008. How did you get through that period of crisis?
Can we just break for a second?
Sure, of course.
I think that probably they shouldn't want to be.
You?
I think it sounds better than it is.
Okay.
Not as much fun being me as you'd think. There's definitely, it could be worse for sure, but it's, I'm not sure I want to be me. It has actually been a very difficult journey, I have to say. My priority right now is to try to add some more management bench strength to Tesla in particular, so that I can take a vacation. You know, in the last 12 years, I've only tried to take a week off twice. The first time I took a week off, the Orbital Sciences rocket exploded, and Richard Branson's rocket exploded in that same week. Second time I took a week off, my rocket exploded. The lesson here is don't take a week off.
Well, when my brother and I were starting our first company, instead of getting an apartment, we just rented a small office and we slept on the couch. And we showered at the YMCA, and we're so hot up, we had just one computer, so the website was up during the day, and I was coding at night. 7 days a week, all the time. And I briefly had a girlfriend in that period, and in order to be with me, she had to sleep in the office. So, work hard, like, every waking hour. That's the thing I would say, particularly if you're starting a company.
Trying to build a company and have it succeed is like eating glass and staring into the abyss. I mean, what tends to happen is it's sort of quite exciting for the first several months of starting a company, and then reality sets in, things don't go as well as planned, customers aren't signing up, the technology or the product isn't working as well as you thought. And then that can sometimes be compounded by a recession, and it can be very, very painful for several years.
When you had that third failure in a row, did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
You know, there are American heroes who don't like this idea. Neil Armstrong, Gene Cernan have both testified against commercial spaceflight in the way that you're developing it. And I wonder what you think of that.
I was very sad to see that because those guys are, you know, those guys are heroes of mine, so it's really tough. You know, I wish they would come visit and see the hardware that we're doing here. And I think that would change their mind.
They inspired you to do this, didn't they?
Yes.
And to see them casting stones in your direction.
It's difficult.
Did you expect them to cheer you on?
Certainly hoping they would.
But there are a lot of negative things in the world. There's a lot of terrible things that are happening all over the world, all the time. There are lots of problems that need to get solved. There's lots of things that are miserable and kind of get you down. But the life cannot just be about solving one miserable problem after another. That can't be the only thing. There need to be things that inspire you, that make you glad to wake up in the morning and be part of humanity. That's why we did this.